USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six members of Haiti's Special Olympic delegation went missing during the competition in Florida on Monday after returning to their hotel room, returning keys, and leaving their luggage behind. The Special Olympics began on Sunday and runs through June 12th in and around Orlando, Florida. Soft on crime, San Francisco. District Attorney Chesa Boudin will not finish his term as the city's top prosecutor. He was fired by 60% of California voters during a recall Tuesday. Boudin talks to his supporters after the recall.
And people are right to be frustrated. There's so much room for improvement. People should hold all of us to a higher standard. We must continue to do more better.
The mayor of San Francisco will soon announce his replacement. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Gun control seems to be the Biden administration's only way to end shootings in America.
Bipartisan negotiations in the Senate on gun control legislation continue following a string of deadly mass shootings, including the killing of 19 children at a school in Texas. Lawmakers have come up short on gun control bills time and time again, but Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell hopes this time will be different.
We're waiting to see if we can get an outcome that directly relates to the problem that brought this issue to the fore one more time. I personally would prefer to get an outcome.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
17 people have died after a passenger train derailed in eastern Iran with over 50 passengers that were seriously injured. The number of casualties could rise, though the initial details about Wednesday's disaster involving a train reportedly carrying some 350 passengers remained unclear. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
As President Biden is focused on removing hardware from law-abiding Americans as a solution to our gun violence problem, mental health and better school security are nowhere on the president's agenda. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Newsmax if President Biden's assertion last week that the Second Amendment is not absolute and illegal immigration is okay, he's going to be facing some stiff resistance in Texas.
The reality is we all are border states, just like New York and Utah. And so, yes, we're fighting them in the courts. We're sending law enforcement down to the border. We've got literally hundreds of millions of dollars being spent by Texans to try to do what we can. But the reality is that the federal government is going to promote this, which they absolutely are. They're literally spending hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, to promote illegal immigration. They're encouraging it every turn. And it's really hard to fight your own government and the cartels and the Chinese and the rest of the world when we're dealing with illegal immigration.
Lawyers for White House advisor Steve Bannon has turned the tables and is seeking testimony and documents from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, and other lawmakers, including members of the January 6th committee. The lawsuit comes ahead of a July trial for Bannon, who was indicted for contempt of Congress after refusing to testify about his own conversations with President Trump. The January 6th machine goes to primetime TV on Thursday with a Hollywood producer. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.